Hello, my friend. Welcome to How to Like Your Life, a brain training podcast for mindset transformation. I'm so glad that you're here. I'm Emily Lies. I'm a brain training specialist and hypnosis practitioner, and I'm here to teach you how to harness your own inner power using the magic and science of brain training and self-hypnosis to transform your life and like your life. Before we jump into the episode, I have a very exciting announcement. The next cohort of my 6-week hypnotic empowerment brain training masterclass is open for registration. The class will be from May 18th to June 22nd, and it's a live brain training and hypnosis online course where I will personally guide you through mental practices and exercises that you can use to reprogram your mind. You'll learn how to really clear out the mental junk that's holding you back by reducing your stress, reprogramming limiting beliefs, regulating your nervous system so that you can start to condition your mind to feel better. You'll also learn really practical ways to increase your access to joy, boost your confidence, believe in yourself more, boost motivation, and get clarity on your goals so that you can boldly pursue them. We will do all of this through live group calls every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern time. There's recordings if you can't make it live or if you want to go through the program at your own pace. There are video lessons, guided hypnosis recordings each week, journal prompts, worksheets, a private community forum, and so many more resources. And I'm so excited to personally guide you through this process. I do offer flexible payment plans through Afterpay, and you can learn more and get all of the information to register at the link in the show notes. I cannot wait to see you there. And without further ado, let's dive into today's episode. Let's talk creativity. And before I really jump into the content of this episode, I want to emphasize that creativity is not just for artists. You do not have to be a skilled artist or writer or storyteller to have creativity or to use it or need it in your life. Every single person in this world is creative, contributes creatively to the planet, and has the ability to be creative, because my definition of creativity is the skill that we have to make something new. And that could be an idea, it could be a piece of art, it could be a concept, it could be goals. When you think of goals and possibilities for your future, that requires creativity because you are coming up with something that is not actively happening in this present moment. And so, as we talk about how you can build your creativity using brain training, using hypnosis, I really want to drive home the fact that this is for everyone. The more creative you are, the more access you have to your imagination, the more you will be able to work towards your goals and come up with creative solutions to get there and be able to like more of your life along the way. Because when we have access to creativity, we can look at things from a new perspective. We can bring newness into this moment. So no matter what you do for a living, no matter whether you are good at painting, creativity is going to be supportive to you. So as I talk about the strategies to build your creativity in your life, you can apply them to however it is you live your own life. If you are an artist, this can totally help your creative process. It can help you overcome creative blocks. And if you're not, it will help you live more of your life in a more interesting and imaginative and inspiring way. And you will feel a deeper sense of fulfillment in the experiences that you have each day. Because creativity also gives us a really interesting perspective of curiosity. Rather than looking at our lives as what they are, we're looking at them as what they could be. We're looking at them with a fresh perspective, and that allows us to enjoy more of it and live more of it rather than just going through the motions of the mundane experiences that we have every day. So when it comes to increasing our access to creativity, there are some really intentional things that we can do to build that. I know a lot of people who firmly believe that folks are either creative or they're not. And that's just how it is. It's not ever changing throughout their entire life. But that's like saying that there are some people who are strong and there are some people who are not physically strong. And it's discrediting and ignoring the fact that our brains and bodies can grow and adapt and strengthen and change throughout our lives based on what we do. So I know personally, my biceps are not very strong, but they could be if I decided to lift weights every day, they would become strong. If you don't feel creative, if you don't feel like you have access to that inner strength, doing specific exercises and brain training practices like what I'm going to teach you today will help you build that. Training the brain is just like training the body. So the more we put ourselves in experiences and circumstances that open up those parts of the brain, the more we'll have access to those things. So if you don't feel super creative, you're not hopeless. And there's ways that you can build it in a really amazing and fun way. So I want to share four different brain training approaches and strategies that you can use to deliberately increase your access to creativity in your life, regardless of how you are using that creativity. The first and most important thing to know about creativity is that in order to access it fully, our brains have to feel safe. When we don't feel safe, when we're in a stress response, when we're overwhelmed, when we are in fight or flight, or even when we're just feeling extra pressure, we lose that access to creativity to some degree. And there's a very clear evolutionary explanation for this. So the fight or flight response, or the sympathetic response, more commonly known as stress, is designed to protect us in the face of physical threats. So when we get stressed, we feel our heart rates go up, we feel jittery, we have all this adrenaline and extra energy. And this is because a whole bunch of physiological changes are happening in the brain and body designed to help us fight off a predator or run away or freeze to numb the pain. So that's fight, flight, or freeze. And that really only serves us when we are being chased by a tiger, when we are facing physical danger. But when we're stressed about a deadline, if we're stressed about a creative project, or we're overwhelmed at work, or we're sitting in traffic, that fight or flight response isn't as helpful because we're not being chased by a tiger. Our physical bodies and our survival is not in danger in that moment. But we go into that survival mode anyway. And one of the key features of this mode is that we are running on instinct. We are thinking fast. We don't have as much access to rational thought because we have to move quickly so that we can just stay alive. Part of what comes along with that, unfortunately, is that creative ideas and thinking about new possibilities becomes less of an option. And this makes a lot of sense if you think about it from this survival perspective. So if you are in this fight, flight, or freeze response, you think that your life is threatened, you don't have the capacity to think about newness and exploration. If you are scared and you're running through the woods, you're not going to go in a new direction. You are going to run straight home because you don't know if that new direction has a bear or more threats or if it will have enough shelter. We are hardwired to avoid newness and to pursue familiarity when we're stressed. And creativity is newness. It is curiosity. It is exploration. But in order to access that, we have to feel safe. So if you are trying to use your creativity to brainstorm or make a plan or even think about your future, or if you are an artist and you're working on a piece or you're writing something and you feel blocked, check in with yourself first and foremost and evaluate if you feel stressed, if you feel overwhelmed, if you feel pressure from the thing that you're working on. And instead of pushing through that stress, which isn't really going to work, take just a couple of minutes to pause and take some deep breaths. It's really simple. It might sound like a waste of time if you are trying to work against a deadline, but trust me, it will open up your mind to those creative ideas and they're going to flow so much more easily and effortlessly. And you will be so glad that you took those 2 or 3 minutes to regulate. So there are so many different strategies out there that can help you regulate your nervous system, that can help you feel more safe and calm. But I would just recommend keeping it simple. We want to release effort. So maybe turn on a meditation or just take 10 long, slow, deep breaths and count down from 10 to 1 as you do it. If you want to regulate more deeply, you can always go to the Dottl Hypnosis app, which has a library called Mood Shifters. And these are all sessions that are under 5 minutes designed to help you feel better fast. Whatever it is that you do, just check in with yourself Ask your mind and body what you need. Do something to calm yourself down, to focus your attention, to release the stress, and then return to the creative process. Return to that project, because that is opening up your subconscious mind, which is the home to your creativity, so that you can actually generate these new ideas and new solutions and new beauty in this world. So that's kind of the foundational, essential piece to accessing your creativity. But I want to share a couple of other really cool, fun approaches that you can take to really start to rewire the brain for more creative tendencies. So the second thing that I recommend doing to help you build that creative part of you is to do something new often. Creativity is newness. It's our brains making new connections and new ideas and putting something out into the world that wasn't there before. And so what better way to train your brain to create newness than to experience it? And there's a lot of ways you can do this. One of my personal favorites that I learned about on TikTok is something called weird walks. It's the act of going out for a walk somewhere in your town with the intention of finding weird things. And weird can be defined however you want it. It could be weird shapes in tree bark. It could be weird stuff on the street if you live in a city. It could be just noticing things that you would have otherwise not noticed before, or noticing things in a different perspective. And this act of searching and actively looking for things that you haven't really paid attention to before can pique your curiosity. It trains that part of your brain to see things in a new way. Plus, it's just really fun. I live in New York City, so there is just an abundance of weirdness anytime I go outside. But when I intentionally go on these weird walks, I find myself a little bit more giddy. Like, I'm just in a better mood. I feel more playful. I feel like a little kid on a scavenger hunt. And that is the energy that I want you to access. Look for weird stuff. Another way that you can do this without even leaving your home is you can either do this as a daily practice or whenever you're feeling creatively stuck, to just lay down on the floor in a room of your house where you wouldn't otherwise lay on the floor and look at the things in the room from that new perspective. And as you do this, have an intention to notice things that you haven't noticed before, or look for things that surprise you, different shapes that you're seeing from this new perspective. And again, that act of searching is going to get that creativity going. Another much broader way that you can change this perspective is doing new activities. Learn a new skill. Learn piano. Learn a new language. Take a pottery class. Take a taekwondo class. It doesn't have to be art, of course. But when we are learning a new skill in any way, even just learning a new recipe, is going to encourage your brain in the way that you really need it to for creativity. Because when we learn a new skill, it promotes something called neuroplasticity, which is the brain's natural ability to grow and adapt and change, which is honestly what this entire podcast is about. But all that to say, when we learn a skill and when we encourage that neuroplasticity, our brains already have that tendency built in to be making new connections. It's already adapting to new information, new ways of doing things and thinking about things. And so you'll find that if you take a ballet class and you've never taken a ballet class before, you'll find yourself being more creative in other areas of your life. So introduce newness and new ideas will follow. I'd like to quickly interrupt this episode to share a bit about how you can make it easier to like your life using my hypnosis app, Dottle. What you might not know is that every single episode of this How to Like Your Life podcast is paired with a recommended guided hypnosis session on the Dottle app to help you enhance the practices that we're talking about here so you don't have to figure it out all on your own. On the app, you'll also find tons and tons of full-length hypnosis sessions to help you in so many areas of your life, including relaxation, stress relief, focus, motivation, joy, confidence, health and healing, sleep, getting in touch with your goals, and so much more. There's also a whole library of eyes-open hypnosis for you to listen to while you're doing things actively, while walking, while showering. There's also a library of mood shifters, which are practices that are under 5 minutes designed to help you get out of a stress response fast and feel better quickly. So in this podcast, I'll teach you how to like your life, and on Dottl, it'll become a very easy task. So make sure to try out Dottl for free for 7 days, and you can find the download links in the show notes. Now let's get back to the episode. The third approach might surprise you, and that is to do nothing. When you are working on something and you're trying to come up with creative ideas and it's just not happening, step away, because creativity doesn't happen on a conscious level. Creativity is something that happens when we focus our attention on things consciously, when we plant the seeds of possibility for new ideas, and then those seeds have to grow and our brains have to sort through those ideas subconsciously before they can be fully formed into the thing that we are creating. This is why shower thoughts are a thing. If you've ever been sorting through something and spending all of this time and effort and conscious energy trying to create something, and then you finally step away, you go have dinner, or you go take a shower, or you go for a walk, and all of a sudden, while you are doing something completely different, everything just comes together in your mind and that idea presents itself to you. That is a sign that your subconscious mind is doing the work even when you are not. So when in doubt, if you are really, really stuck, set a timer for 20 minutes or however long you need to intentionally, consciously think through that creative problem, whether that is a piece of art or a problem in your life that you want to figure out or trying to identify your goals, whatever that is. Spend 20 minutes consciously thinking about it. Maybe make a little mind map or journal about it, brainstorm a little, releasing the pressure that you have to have it all figured out by the time the timer goes off. And when those 20 minutes are up, step away, go outside, go play a game or go for a walk. Walking is a fantastic way to allow the subconscious mind to do its magic because it regulates the body. It gives us new things to look at. You could go for a weird walk during that time. And then after you've stepped away for a little bit, come back to that project and you'll find that you'll have a new perspective on it. You'll think about things a little bit differently, but it's a part of the creative process to not be consciously thinking about it. I know when I was trying to create my 6-week masterclass, I knew that I wanted to create a course. I knew that I had all these tools I wanted to put into it, and I was so frustrated because I could not figure out what the class was going to be about. And I sat down for hours and I just stared at my computer and I was so stuck and I was not practicing what I preach. I was trying to force it. I set really unrealistic deadlines for myself. And then one day I was like, you know what? I give up. I'll figure it out later. I went for a walk in Central Park. I turned on some fun podcast and tried to just get my mind off of it. And I swear to you, halfway through that walk, I had it all figured out. All of a sudden, all of those ideas just organized themselves in my mind the second that I stopped thinking about it. So give yourself permission to not think and trust that your brain is still doing the work. Your subconscious mind is still working on it, even when you are focusing on something entirely different. And the fourth strategy that can help you activate and strengthen your imagination is perhaps my favorite thing in the entire world, which is visualization. Imagining things that are not happening in this present moment. Taking the time to visualize scenarios, whether that is imagining happy memories all over again, visualizing your goals, daydreaming about experiences you'd like to have, any kind of positive visualization is strengthening your creativity. Because in order to visualize something that's not happening, we have to create something new in our minds. So each day, spend 5 minutes in the mornings or the evenings visualizing a positive scenario, and that could be anything. Ask yourself, what if, and let yourself daydream. Close your eyes, take some deep breaths, because remember, when we are calm, we have more creativity available to us. And then bring that scenario to life. Really engage with the sights, the sounds, the smells, the tastes, the sensations, the emotions, the interactions of this experience. And the more you make it real for yourself, the more creative you will be. The more your brain will naturally be able to come up with creative ideas and solutions because it's used to going places in your mind that are beyond what you're experiencing in this present moment. If you have a hard time visualizing in the mind's eye, that's okay. That's something called aphantasia. A lot of people have it. It just means that we can't really see a clear picture in our minds. And so there's a couple of ways that you can work around this. You could either choose to use your imagination to access the senses that you do have. If you've ever gotten a song stuck in your head, you have access to auditory imagination. If you can imagine smelling brownies in the oven, even though there aren't brownies cooking in the oven, that means you have access to smell in your imagination. So you might want to imagine and quote unquote visualize without seeing these scenarios and just really immerse yourself in those senses that you can access. And that is still going to be strengthening your creativity. Imagery is not just visual. And if you really can't imagine any of these senses in your mind, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with you. Every single person's imagination works differently. So another way that you can work around this is to journal about these imagined scenarios. Write it out as though it's like a narrative for a book. And write about the sights, sounds, smells, tastes, sensations, and emotions. And using your words in that way and actively writing will help to activate that creative part of you as well. And if you do these things, if you implement them into your life, if you really allow yourself to establish safety, show your brain and body that you're okay, that you're not being chased by a tiger, if you look at things in a new way, go for weird walks, change your perspective in your life, learn new skills. If you take the time to plant the seeds of creative ideas and then step away, and if you visualize and daydream, your brain has no choice but to change. The brain learns from experience. And so when we change our experiences, it's gonna learn from them. It's going to create new neural pathways. It's going to grow and adapt and change because that is how neuroplasticity works. And allow these practices to be fun. I find them to be really, really enjoyable, really fun, really soothing. And the more playful you are as you engage with these things, the more creative you will feel because playfulness is right alongside creativity in the way that our minds work. When we joyfully get curious about stuff, that is going to open up our access to creativity more than anything else. I'm a very practical person, so I want to share with you some additional resources that can help support the things that you're implementing from this podcast. Firstly, I have my hypnosis app, Dawdle, which has over 100 guided sessions for so many different areas of your life. And the coolest thing about the Dawdle app is that it's paired with this podcast, How to Like Your Life. So for every episode in this podcast, in the Dawdle app, you will find a library with a suggested guided hypnosis session that matches the theme of the episode. Dawdle is free to try for 7 days. You can check it out, cancel anytime. And all of the info is linked in the show notes. And if you want to take a much deeper dive into brain training and self-hypnosis and work with me to learn how to retrain your brain to really like your life fully, I do have a live masterclass called Hypnotic Empowerment. It's a 6-week online brain training intensive with live group calls, video lessons, new guided hypnosis sessions and brain training practices every week, and so, so much more. That's designed to really help you clear out the mental junk that is keeping you stuck. So you'll learn how to reduce your stress, reprogram limiting beliefs, regulate your nervous system, build your confidence, increase your access to joy and motivation, and really gain clarity on your goals so that you can boldly and confidently pursue them. And the next cohort is officially open for registration. It's from May 18th to June 22nd. The live calls are every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern time, but if you can't make it live, that's totally okay. You can access the recordings anytime. You have access to the entire course for a full year. It is truly such a wonderful mental reset in such a beautiful and supportive community. So make sure to check out the link in the show notes to learn more and claim your spot in the Hypnotic Empowerment Masterclass. If you got something out of this episode, if you benefited from this in any way, please make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you feel so inclined, please also rate and review this podcast. Ratings and reviews are so, so helpful for creators like me to reach more people and continue to offer these resources for free, because I really, really want to make brain training accessible and make self-care accessible, because everyone deserves to like their life. You are so capable of liking your life. You have so many inner strengths within you that can help you feel better. You have been listening to How to Like Your Life. This is Emily Lies, and it's been so wonderful chatting with you. I hope you have a great week, and I will talk to you soon. Bye, friend.